Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm surrounded by the dream team, which consists of Mike Ingram, strategist at BGC Partners, and Sean Richards, who's from Not a Yes Man Economics.
I am indeed.
Yes, exactly. An organisation that is just there to tweak the nose of the establishment.
Well, not entirely. Positive things. Last week it was nice to meet the national statistician to discuss my views on inflation. Why they should put house prices and mortgage costs into the index rather than, as they intend to do in March, rental equivalents. Purely made up number.
That's what they do in the US, isn't it? I mean, the home are...
Yes, they do. There's two issues, I think, between the US and UK. One is the issue of weighting, which for people who don't follow this, each bit goes into the index of a certain percentage or weight, which shelter, as the Americans call it, is much higher than here. So there's a problem that's been an issue of debate. The other is of how rents behave in the UK and the way that we measure them. So, for example, when we get the number for last month, January, that really represents a string of numbers back to January 2014. Mm. So there's roughly a three-year lag. So there's two really big problems in that, which I think are... Well, the first would be soluble, but they show no signs of being able to solve it. And I think the second is insoluble.
So that measure of inflation would become an even bigger lagging indicator than it is at the moment.
Yeah, and if you look at this now from the Bank of England's point of view, so obviously data is always behind, but 3 years is going a bit. Then if they're looking 2 years forward, so by the time you have any signal and a response, it takes 5 years. That doesn't work.
Which is about the same term as a governor of the Bank of England, strangely enough.
Well, the current one, it's supposed to be eight years, isn't it? But he seems to be inventing his own term and seems to be moving it backwards and forwards a little. But it's a very important point. If we did go, because we saw around Europe a lot of higher inflation numbers yesterday. For example, Spain at 3%. I think France at 1.4%. We'd already seen Germany at 1.9%. All of these numbers are without house prices. That's the official euro area system. They're actually bringing forward a project where they'll put house prices into it. Whereas we in the UK have diverged from that. And
that would be a horror story here, wouldn't it? I mean, you'd have inflation at 8%.
Well, not a horror story, Zach. It would be the truth.
That's a horror story.
But would they just merely tweak as they have done before when the reference rate of inflation was changed? They just changed the inflation target.
Well, they could, of course. But
they have been known to move goalposts occasionally.
It would give people, I think, a much better measure. And also, it would be based on actual numbers that people understand. House prices, mortgage costs.
Yeah.
People that don't have any idea about economics will have an idea of that.
Bank of England.
Let's leave them out, mate. Rather than rent numbers that they just make up.
One should show respect. Not in this instance, but normally one should really. So the Bank of England inflation report, how are they going to finesse all this? Because clearly the agenda is not to raise interest rates. And inflation is going to be like a hockey stick the second half of the year.
Yeah, well, they'll blame someone else, of course. I mean, so typically, the most of this will be the EU leave vote. And, of course, some of that's true. The pound did fall quite sort of sharply over time after that. Where there'll be, how can one put it, what's the word? Fun word is redacted, isn't it? Or a Nelsonian blind eye. Will be to their bank rate cut in August and all his claims of sledgehammer QE and all that, which gave the pound another shove, which it didn't need. Yeah. There was already a boost coming to the economy. We were already going to get more inflation. But they gave that another shove because they were in a panic as to the economy. Wrong again. In fact, interestingly, yesterday in the Financial Times, I saw someone who was on the Bank of England who had an appalling record on it. And, of course, he's been promoted, Professor Sir Charles Bean. He thought that in the quarter after an EU leave vote, the economy would shrink by between 0.1% and 1%. Now he's back saying the economy will shrink again. So like a scratch record or a clock that stopped. Eventually, you'll come to it probably, but you know.
Isn't one of the odd things about the Bank of England is they passed on a rate cut in July and then having seen some of the incoming data, then decided to cut in August. Isn't that quite... Because you say they panicked, but it's like... You know, if it really was a panic, you would have expected that
in
July.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just...
A better description would be a bureaucratic panic. You're entirely right. With their view, they could have cut the next day.
Yes.
They'd have been wrong.
Yeah.
But it would at least have been as timely as they could be.
Yeah.
Instead, as you say, not only were they wrong, but they dithered as well.
Yeah. Worst of all worlds.
And then promised, of course, more in November.
Which
disappeared into... Well, nowhere.
A puff of forward guidance.
Yeah, but this is the issue for the year ahead. And some of these things, I think, are statistical flukes. If you look at the Spanish inflation numbers yesterday at 3%, a lot of it's their behaviour of electricity prices. The poor Spanish consumer actually takes the wholesale price, which has shot up compared to a drop last year, and so that's fed into the inflation.
Do you think more broadly, markets have really got a handle on where we are in terms of where inflation is tracking? Because we've seen in recent days, I think largely out of what's coming out of Washington in terms of trade disruption, a lot of very unpleasant rhetoric. A lot of people thinking, well, this is deflationary. We've seen bond markets come back a little, yields come back a little bit. We've seen equity markets falter. Do you think that's a correct interpretation of what's going on, or do you think there's more in the pipeline, or what's...
No, because I think that the change in your price will drive inflation higher through 2017 by the time it feeds into it. And then there are other commodities as well that have gone with that. So someone looking at that copper and that sort of thing, Dr. Copper. So there is a broad push. What we're taking out is that these things were pulling inflation down. Now they're pushing it up a bit. Yeah. So we'll see quite a swing. So the ordinary person will see falls in real incomes, pretty much around most of the sort of developed world, some of the lesser so. And so that then will drag the economies back a bit as we come towards the end of the year. So the two things are always together. If you look in the past, when the UK's had high inflation, that's often come at times of economic trouble. It doesn't mean that you sort of can't have these things. Where this poses a lot of difficulties for things like the bond markets. Here's the Bank of England trying to pump the UK gilt market up, whereas really it should... If you had any honest pricing, it should be a lot lower. Yield should be higher if you look at inflation. So they've created a false market.
And do we have any examples in the past of how false markets end up?
Well, quite a lot of them, because they've usually ended up bust, haven't they? But, for this time round, and let's say...
Business is just so big. I mean, the bond market, looking at very big, big things here. Bond market, property market, the currency market even. I mean, there's so many areas that if they all went off at the same time, it wouldn't be good.
No, but this is the problem that they face, because they've interfered in so many areas. They don't know what to do. If you look at what's the Federal Reserve balance sheet, we'll do a bit more out of them later. What's that, $4.3 trillion last time I looked? And yet they keep maintaining it there when they're supposedly tightening. When the obvious thing is, I think I suggested for the Bank of England, when was it? This was in City AM September 2013, that now is the time to unwind some of the QE. Things mature, let them roll off. Yeah. Instead, tomorrow, actually, they're going to do exactly the reverse, because another 12 billion gilt comes up and they'll plan to reinvest. Roll that on into the future, present for our kids and grandchildren and so on. And I think that's exactly the wrong thing to do.
Well, they'll get what they deserve, won't they? It's their fault for being born after us. But on that
none of us should get what we deserve.
Sean Richards from Not a Yes Man Economics, thank you very much.
Thank you.